Okay, people, people, come on, settle down. Time for the show. Okay, okay, where's our first female singer?
There she sits all alone.
Now what are you crying for again?
Ain't that just like a woman?
Now I'm not gonna take that stuff today from you people. I'm gonna start sounding off.
Hello.
Wait a minute, now what is this?
This is dedicated to the one I love.
Well, now you know we don't take dedications unless it's an anniversary or a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Now who's been putting these people up to that?
Not me.
Now what are you doing over there?
Staying in.
You're doing what?
Staying in.
I'll fire every one of you.
Think twice.
I'll see every one of you after the show.
Tonight you're mine.
And when did you join a sickness?
On July 3rd in 63.
Yeah, well, without this job, you'd be broke.
Got a penny in my pocket.
Okay, director, what time is it?
It's party time!
Wow, we're gonna be late.
Don't worry.
What do you mean, don't worry? Where are all the girls?
Where the boys are.
You caused me so much trouble.
Throw away your troubles, dream with me.
Wait a minute.
Wait! Just a minute.
You come right back.
We'll walk right back.
Ah, what a walk.
A little wiggle here.
Yeah.
A little wiggle there.
Ha.
Here a wiggle, there a wiggle.
We're on the air.
This is WFFM AM and WFFM FM.
No! 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 I quit!
Never hockey for some money in my pocket. No, I sooner sell my new fish tank. Cause someday I'm gonna be a star. So don't touch my guitar. Well, every morning before I go off to school, I practice for an hour as a rule. My hands are getting stiff from playing scales and runs and riffs. I guess I'm nothing but a guitar playing fool. But someday I'm gonna be a star. So don't touch my guitar. Now listen. You're gonna see me on TV. You're gonna see me everywhere. Everyone will stop and stare. Yeah, yeah. Well, every night I hang it over my bed. Hanging right there over my head. Well, mama, when you dust it, please be careful not to bust it. Mama, mama, did you hear what I said? Cause someday I'm gonna be a star. So don't touch my guitar. Cause someday I'm bound to be a star. So don't touch my guitar.
Our fingers, work it out.
Your guitar pickers rolled up into one. He played rock and roll with a heavy downbeat. All the kids were yelling and a stomping their feet. He had his guitar turned up loud and clear. He wanted to make certain that the folks outside could hear. Old Chuck Berry would have eaten his hat. So heard that guitar picker picking like it.
guitar up one side and right back down to her. Sometimes he stood straight and the other times he knelt. He had to move around with the music he felt. But suddenly when he put his guitar down, walked right out the back door without another sound. Not a soul he waked came from where he'd been, but they all yelled, "Guitar picker, hurry back again."
I didn't think too much about books and schooling, 'cause there were more important things to do. I just sit out in the yard and pick my old guitar, trying to do what the big hillbillies do. I would sit there by the hour, picking wild flower, wore my little fingers to the bone. Well, I said I'll never rest till I am the very best, the best guitar picker in this whole county. I said someday I know I'll win my fame. One day all the world will know my name. I worked so very hard with that old guitar, trying to do what the big hillbillies do. I would sit there all alone, trying to pick out home sweet home, while everyone was in the yard. Well, I said I'll never stop till I've reached the very top, the best guitar picker in this whole county. The years have passed, I haven't changed my mind, 'cause I still pick the guitar all the time. Because I know someday I'm bound to learn to play all the things the big hillbillies do. I just sit here in my shop picking foggy mountaintop, telling everybody ain't that great. 'Cause before I go to rest, I'm gonna be the very best, the best guitar picker in this whole county. Picking wild flower, wore my little fingers to the bone. But I said I'll never rest till I am the very best, the best guitar picker in this whole county.
They'd put it to a test. Up jump one, said, "I'm a starting, I'm gonna play like Grady Martin." Said one, "That Jimmy Bryant so well, I'm gonna play like my boy now." Another said, "I like them all, but I'm gonna play like old Les Paul." "George Burns is great," said one guitar, "playing like him will get me far." "I'll show you who it is that wins," said one, "I'll play like Chet Atkins." "Listen to this crazy sound." Said one, "You know who I think is best, 'cause I'm gonna play mine like Speedy Wes." One cried, "I'll send you to the stars, 'cause I'm gonna play like twin guitars." with me playing mine like Billy Bird. One old standard sitting in the back, picking his string with a carpet tack, jumped right up and said, "Hey there, chums, who's that playing with his thumb?" I like that boy and I like his style. Let's finish his thing like Thumb Carlisle.
Play, my darling, play. One and two and three and four, that's the way.
Let me go out, mother. The boys are playing ball.
Better you should play someday in Carnegie Hall. Play, you'll be a high fits yet.
I'd rather be a space cadet.
Play, you'll be a Mendelssohn.
Playing second base would be lots more fun. Come on, Ma, give me a break.
Practice?
Please, Ma, please, just this once. All the boys are playing, everyone but me. Let me go play Hopalong Cassidy.
No, my little darling, no, my little dear. Hopalong can pop along, you're staying right here. Play, my darling, do-re-do.
I'd rather join a rodeo.
Play, my darling, do-re-mi.
I'd rather be a cow puncher on TV. Oh, gee.
Louder, gee.
Holy smokes.
Louder, smoke and practice. Practice, darling, practice.
Mother, you're so sweet. Mother, you're a cook who just can't be beat. You are the most beautiful mother in the world. Mother, you will always be my favorite girl.
Go, my darling, go, my son. Go meet the boys and have some fun.
Mother, I love you the most.
Don't be late for supper, we've got pot roast.
Oh, gee whiz, pot roast again?
No, so let be cutlets.
Understand, it's a one-man band. He's a big sensation when he syncopates. Here's a demonstration of the way he operates. Oh, listen to the mando. Listen to the banjo. If you want to hear him, you got to gather near him to listen to the music of the one-man band. Listen to the mouth harp. Sounds a little bit sharp, but I'm not complaining. It's really entertaining to listen to the music of the one-man band. Then he goes into his dance, sings silly things in a trance.
With deep-o, but it's not long.
Listen to the sax go. Now with the piccolo, Really, it's confusing, but isn't it amusing to listen to the music of the one-man band?
Bum bum da down.
You guys ready?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the TNA Lounge proudly presents.
Hey, can you kill it, Dude Fox?
Direct from the city, the sensation. Highly talented. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
We are the Now Tones. We do top 40. We wear matching outfits. We look real sporty. Like a living jukebox. We play the hits. Up here in nightclubs.
For a living, anyway.
We are the Now Tones. You can't go wrong. Cause we say thank you at the end of every song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You
a little town in Idaho, way back in 61. A man was frying burgers, gee, it seemed like lots of fun. But to his friend, the bum boy, he confessed its misery. I think I'd like to start a group, so come along with me and all you Nations across the nation. Please play our records for your congregation. The band soon started booming. They were raking in the coin. They found a few musicians and persuaded them to join. And Paul Revere decided, since they had such newfound fame, we need a fancy title. And the Raiders they became. And all you stations across the nation, we play our records for your congregation. Soon packed up for Hollywood, reap their fortunes there. The streets aren't really paved with gold, and you can't live on air. And then Dick Clark approached them, said, I know a thing or two. I'll put you on a TV show and make big stars of you. And all you stations across the please play our records for your congregation. Now things are going groovy, and we really can't complain. Though the pace of rock and rolling nearly drives us all insane. Everybody's pushing, saying give it all you can. Come to think of it, our business manager's our biggest fan. And all you stations across the nation, please play our records for your congregation.
What'd you expect at these prices? Chet Atkins? Well, the people all come from miles around when the world's worst guitar picker hits town. Grown-ups scream, the young girls squeal. They can't believe I'm for real when I go. I just sort of make them hot licks up out of my head. I have to. Last month alone, I went through 19 guitar teachers. One of them finally ended up committing Harry Carey with a thumb pick. But I guess that's showbiz.
He's the world's worst guitar picker.
Well, my manager tells me I'm getting rich. He keeps buying me new strings and guitar picks. He bought me a Cadillac and put it in his name so I wouldn't be bothered signing papers and things. I make $11 a week, which don't seem much, but he says taxes are eating me up. If I gotta worry about business, I'll never be a star. So if he handles the money, I just play the guitar. Something like it. Ain't that fierce? That ain't something you just learn overnight. Yes, boys and girls, you too can learn to play the guitar.
He's the world's worst guitar player.
Well, country music lovers, Beatle fans too, seem to like whatever it is I do. The crowds keep getting bigger every day. They come to see if I look as bad as I play. World's worst guitar picker, that's me. that's the way it's gonna be. I wouldn't play better, even if I could. It ruined my career if I learned to play good. So I go. Them's just a few secret chords I made up. That's the reason I keep a handkerchief over my hand while I play, so nobody can steal my secret hot licks on the guitar. That's kind of darling, isn't it?
Dear Mr. DJs, Cashbox, Billboard, and Record World all picked my record for a hit. I call and write you DJ fellas and you haven't even heard of it. I don't know what's wrong with you guys, cause I know I mailed you some. I got your name from CMA and I licked and stamped each one. It's just like any other record. It ain't square, the darn thing's round. I cut it down here in Nashville, so it's got that Nashville sound. Old Harlan, Hank, Willie, Dallas, and Roger wrote the song, and they're supposed to be the best dang riders around. And it's got a pretty good story to it. There's suffering in every line. In fact, it reminds me of a song old Buck sings. Something about crying time. You see, Harlan starts the song off about this old boy wanting this girl to pick him up on her way down. Then Hank wrote a verse where the guy changed his mind and tells the girl, no, don't touch me. Well, Willie thought this was a little too rough on the girl, so in his part, he had the fellow to reconsider and say, oh, go ahead, touch me. Then on the bridge part, Dallas tells about how the guy slips and calls the girl Elvira, and that's not even her name, you see. Then Roger described how the old boy, knowing he goofed, just stood up, looked disgusted, and said, dang me. So you see, fellas, my record could be a hit. And if you knew how long it took me to convince Mr. Don Law and Frank Jones, well, I know you'd play it. I just talked to Charlie Lamb, and he said if it got in the top 10 in the other charts, he'd try to find a spot for it and format it. How's that? Oh, yeah, I got me one of those nudie suits. Now I even look like a star. And after a couple Jimmy Klein and Hat People tours, they're going to put an autographed picture of me on the wall down at Tootsie's Bar. I'll close now, but remember, country music can be a lot better and bigger if we all do our share. So I'll keep making them back here in Nashville, and you all keep spinning them out there. Your old friend Slim. B.S. If you DJs ever come to Music City, be sure and look me up. I'll probably be backstage at the Opry. But it's pretty hard to get on the front of that stage unless you know someone or have a friend. You might talk to Marty Robbins, the Flat Scruggs, Grant Turner, Marion Worth. Might even mention String Bean. That might help. I don't know. It just seems like...
I want to be a country singer. I want to make my guitar wail. How can I be a country singer? I've never been divorced. I don't like booze. I done no time in jail.
So you want to be a singer, boy? Have you got a record?
Is the tape okay?
I mean a prison record.
Well, I got a speeding ticket.
Tell me about your song, boy.
It's a true love story.
Oh, you're living with this woman?
Yes, I am.
And she's a married woman?
Well, she's my wife.
And she dies?
No, she don't die.
She runs off with another man?
No, sir.
She runs off with another woman?
There ain't no other people, just our boy.
The boy's got a drinking problem.
And his dog?
The dog has a drinking problem.
Huh?
Yeah, a dog named Booze. I
sir.
Like it.
How can I be a country singer? I've never been divorced. I don't like booze. I've done no time in jail.
I can see it now.
Can.
Your wife wants a D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
She does.
And you say no.
No.
She runs off with a draft card burner from Muskogee.
Uh-uh.
You meet up with him in a bar in El Paso.
No.
He goes for his gun, and you go for yours.
I don't have a gun.
But you're faster
except
than him.
Except an old 22.
And you drop him in his tracks.
Oh, no.
You get the electric chair.
Oh, my goodness.
And your wife walks through the night in a long black veil.
Huh?
And your son calls another man daddy.
Sir?
Ah, yeah. I like it. I like it.
How can I be a country singer? been divorced. I don't like booze. I done no time in jail.
Yeah, a dog named Booze. I like it.
You got your cigars in my mouth, sir. That's smart. Dog named Smart.
Song that I wrote about singing folk songs. It's called I Like Singing Folk Songs. Show up late, I'll show up later. My boss is 18 and I really hate her. I'm 35 and I'm still a waiter, 'cause I like singing folk songs. 11 CDs all for a penny. I look and I look but I can't find any. NSYNC doesn't stir the soul of a man when he likes singing folk songs. You know the joke there is only a folk who would still try to buy a CD. Now you may have heard, I came to it lately. The concept at first it somehow escaped me, but I have learned to appreciate it greatly. I like singing folk songs. If you ask me, it's kind of like tofu. You ain't sure what it is, you ain't sure you want to. You spice it up, it's pretty good for you. I like singing folk songs. A wayfaring stranger in a shady grove. A mama does a dog bite, no child, no. If I get home before daylight, it means I didn't play enough last night. Now I like the songs that kind of stay in one key. I don't like the Beatles that sound like the Monkees. I don't care if Major Tom's a junkie. I like singing folk songs. I like singing about trains that come off the tracks. Working in the mines till your face gets black. Two lovers at the river, one ain't coming back. I like singing folk songs. I get to play new places, get to meet new friends, hang out with all the Unitarians. It's almost like going to church again. I like singing folk songs. You say I'll never get rich, shows how much you know. Just yesterday, I booked me a great show. $25 for one night in Juneau. I like singing folk songs. Well, the great Reuben James on a Halifax pier, the city of New Orleans pulling out of here. If I get home before daylight, it means I didn't play enough last night. So kick off your shoes, put your drink on the table, bluegrass and blues, and we go where they go. I spent 15 hours by a dang Winnebago, 'cause I like singing folk songs. Now you show up late, I'll show up later. My boss is cute, but I really hate her. I'm 35 and I'm still a waiter, 'cause I like singing, if you can call it singing. My throat is sore and my fingers are stinging, and the bagpipes roar still got my ears ringing, but I like singing folk songs.
All right, pipes up. Loud pipes save lives, as you well know. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap. Today we're working on stuff about music, or specifically musicians today. More in a few minutes, more at the next break, I'll tell you. Maybe you can hear the fans going in the background. Today is like the first really hot day we've had in May. In Maine. It's expected to hit almost 90. I know, you guys out there in the rest of the country thinking, 90? That's hot? Come on, man. Well, why do you think I moved to Maine? Alright, so anyway, let me tell you what we heard. We started with something called The DJ's Dilemma by the Incognitos, another one of those break-in things. That was actually Ron Landry. Ron Landry, half of Hudson and Landry. Hudson and Landry both were big-time hotshot DJs back when DJs mattered, before anybody like me with a computer and a set of software can become a DJ for the week. Yeah, that's me, for the week. Tomorrow I go back to my regular job of basically doing nothing. I'm retired. Jesus, it's weird. Anyway, after that, the Archies. Don't touch my guitar. The Archies were Ron Dante's group, and I believe Last week's trivia question, Bernadette Carroll, I think, was a member of the Archies. No word on whether she was Betty or Veronica. Bob Lumen after that, the guitar picker. That was Eddie Cochran himself on the guitar. Bob Lumen was not really the picker he would like to be. That's why he wrote a wistful song about it. The best guitar picker was George Jones, of course. He had a hit with that. Thumbs Carlisle, a guy named Thumbs Carlisle, I'm guessing because he had 10 thumbs. I don't know. And learned to play guitar anyway. That was the Springfield Guitar Social. I played that for you before, and that's a pretty popular number. Molly Goldberg and Red Buttons. Practice, Darling, Practice. That's how you get to Carnegie Hall. Ted Weems and his orchestra, featuring a vocalism there from Parker Gibbs. The One Man Band. Blotto, We Are the Now Tones, the Ballad of Paul Revere by, guess what, Paul Revere the Raiders, Don Bowman, the world's worst guitar picker. Gene Davis after that, the open letter to country music DJs. The Carlisles, Bill Carlisle and his family, the Carlisles, I Want to Be a Country Singer, and my friend Butch Ross. I like singing folk songs, and oops, I'm out of time. Back to music.
Hello. This is Rock and Roll Commissioner Bowie David with this reminder. If you are a youth between the ages of 14 and 29, slender built and soft features, and looking for a vocation, do not neglect to consider a rewarding career in professional rock and roll. As a rock and roll star, you have a chance to enjoy economic security, peer group adulation, a wide variety of sexual and drug experiences, and early retirement and even death. For more information on your exciting and glamorous life as a professional rock and roll star, listen to these satisfied pros.
Started singing, you know I couldn't get a job, and then somebody told me, boy, you'd better see the mob. Well, I took that man's advice, and that's the reason I can't lose. I've got those now that I'm backed by a hood, everything's swinging much too good blues. Couldn't get a record contract until I met this certain guy. Now he gets the record contract, I don't even have to try. I've lost all my incentive. Life's just one big Caribbean cruise. You know I've got those now that I'm back by a hood. Everything's going much too good blues. I couldn't get into them jukeboxes, but you know I can make it now. My manager walks in and he goes, pow, pow, pow. He owns the jukebox union, says them boys don't pay their dues. Yes, I've got those now that I'm back by a hood. Everything is going much too good blues. Well, I haven't got a worry, and I haven't got a care. Say, who is this guy who tells me that he's got to have his share? That syndicate can't touch me. Man, I'll do anything I choose. I've got those, I don't need that mob no more. I'm going on my own and score blues.
In every town there is a rock and roll group of questionable questionable habits and dubious ability or questionable ability, whatever they are, questionable tendency. I don't know. I'll tell you about one. there was a group called the Scum of the Earth. And they say they got their birth in an L.A. joint that once was called the Daisy. You know, the bass man, he smoked grass. And the drummer, he kicked ass. And the lead guitar, 8-speed, while the people went crazy. And the Scum of the Earth, they just kept boogieing on. Higher and higher till all of the fire was burned out and gone. You know that the drummer's name was Mavis. He was a twice convicted rapist. They say he learned to play in the prison band in Pelham. Yeah, he'd cut out your heart for a dime, and he kept lousy time. But the rest of the band was too damn scared to tell him. Yeah, and the steel man's name was Spiker. He dressed like a black jacket biker, but under his leathers he wore black lace silken panties. Ooh, they say he sung his sweet love numbers directly to the eye eyes of the drummer, while he kept his eyes on the bass and guitar man's fannies. Ooh, and the rhythm man they call Static, he was a health food fanatic. Oh, he lived on berries and nuts and had scurvy and rickets. He did yoga exercising and kept on trying and trying until finally he could bend all the way over and lick it. And the road man's name was Lester. He was a well-known child molester. His minister told him he'd never go to heaven. He wore a bright red toupee, and he had lots of groupies, but they ranged in age from 14 to 11. And the manager was Scuzzy Sleazel. He had the ethics of a weasel. He screwed the record labels and laughed at the masses. He hired out the group to play at $1.50 a day. And if he couldn't peddle their music, he'd sell you their asses. Oh, and the light man was Nasty Norman. He was a CIA informant. Every group he ever worked for, they got busted. He got the drummer deported before the album was recorded. And he spit on the bass man Spike until it rusted. And one day the Scum of the Earth, they was playing for all they was worth. Not much. A guitar screaming and the wheels and the cymbal crashes. Faster and higher and higher. Oh, till the electric cords caught fire. And the whole damn band caught fire. Burning in the electric wire. Till the Scum of the Earth was burned to a pile of ashes. And the Scum of the Earth, they just keep boogieing on. Well, I'd like to sing a song about the chain gang. Whack! And swinging 12-pound hammers all the day. Whack! And how I'd like to kill my captain. Whack! And how a black man works his life away. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish? And you've never swung a hammer against the spike? And you've never called a water boy early in the morning? And your only chain is the chain that's on your bike? Your only chain is the chain that's on your bike? Well, now I'd like to go walking up the highway, feeling cold and wet and hungry all night long, doing some hard rambling and hard gambling and hard smambling, hard boiling, but always taking time to write a song. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, and you've never heard an old freight whistle blow, and you've never slept the night in a cold and empty boxcar, and you take the subway everywhere you go? Oh, oh, you take the subway everywhere you go. Now I'd like to sing a song about the coal mine, a chipping away in Tunnel 22. And when I hear that timber crack, why, I support it with my back until my comrades all crawl safely through. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, And you've gotta be in class at 9:30. In spite of all your urging and you're pleading and you're crying, your mother says it's too dirty down in the mine. That's what she says. Your mother says it's too dirty down in the mine. Well, now I'd like to sing about the Mississippi, working on the levee all the day. And when them cotton balls get rotten, you got a lot of rotten cotton. And on Saturday, you go and spend your pay. But what do you do if you're young and white and Jewish, and you've never loaded cotton on the dock, and you've never worked a day, and never drunk up all your pay, and the only levy you know is the levy who lives down the block? Oh, yes, the only levy you know is the levy who lives down the block.
Imagine, if you will, that I am playing an 88-string guitar. We are the Folk Song Army. Every one of us cares. We all hate poverty, war, and injustice, unlike the rest of you squares. There are innocuous folk songs, yeah, but we regard them with scorn. The folks who sing them have no social conscience. Why, they don't even care if Jimmy cracked corn. If you feel dissatisfaction, strum your frustrations away. Some people may prefer action, but give me a folk song any old day. The tune don't have to be clever, and it don't matter if you put a couple extra syllables into a line. It sounds more ethnic if it ain't good English, and it don't even gotta rhyme. Excuse me, rhyme. Remember the war against Franco? That's the kind where each of us belongs. Though he may have won all the battles, we had all the good songs. So join in the folk song army. Guitars are the weapons we bring to the fight against poverty, war, and injustice. Ready, aim, sing.
Rhythm, I know it's true, but got so much rhythm, don't know what to do. So you got it on time, it's mighty fine. Got the nursery rhyme. You got it, the cat's got it, I've got it, don't need nothing else now. Old man, trouble boy, I don't mind it. Always knocking, who's ever knocking at my back door? I've got my gal, you got your gal, don't you mess with my gal, you don't need nothing else. Rhythm, 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 rhythm. Rhythm, 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 save the world. I got it, yes, I'm gonna keep it, girl. You better try to get it. Rhythm, save the world. Oh, man, trouble boy, I don't mind it. Always knocking, who's that knocking at my back door? I've got my gal and you got no gal. Don't mess with my gal, you don't need nothing else. Bottle, 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 bottle. Always knocking. Who's that knocking at my back door? Bottle, 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 bottle. Ah, la 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 la. Bum, 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 bum. Who can ask? Who can ask for anything more? Yeah.
My mother sang in the Metropolitan Opera. opera. She was a star with her tra-la-la-la-la. My father played violin in Petersburg, Russia. He went so far as to fiddle for the Tsar. When I was born, they said, just wait and see. Our child will be a prodigy. I studied hard in the music centers of Europe, and I'll open up your eyes when I start to vocalize. I'm a guy who likes to sing something awful. That's the way I sing something awful, 'cause I can't carry a tune. I can always sing the notes, black notes, white notes, any kind of notes, but the right notes, 'cause I can't carry a tune. I go sour hour after hour. Why don't I give up? I try and try to sound the note, but it don't come out like it was wrote. I can memorize the words spoon, croon, moon, June, any kind of words, bassoon, balloon, lagoon, spittoon, but I can't carry a tune. I go sour hour after hour. Why don't I give up? I try and try to sound the note, but it don't come out like it was wrote. I can memorize the words spoon, croon, moon, June, any kind of words, bassoon, balloon, lagoon, spittoon, but I can't carry a tune.
No, piano player, you don't seem to understand. I can't carry a tune.
Her parents were famous musicians. Her ma used to sing at the Met. Her pa played a cello so warm and so mellow. There wasn't an eye that didn't get wet. Great musical critics acclaimed them. They won international fame. They decided that Mary, their sweet daughter Mary, should carry on their musical name.
They hired a teacher from Italy to see if her voice was contralto. They hired Professor Giuseppe Giavallop to help her develop her alto.
They sent her to study all over the world, spent thousands before Mary's voice was unfurled.
And now, for the first time, we proudly produce her.
With great pride and reverence, we now introduce her.
I would just adore to sing like Ethel Merman, vocalized with Bing, or Woody Herman, but I can't carry a tune. Once in famed Carnegie Hall, I filled the house up, though I gave my all. Did I louse Strauss up? 'Cause I can't carry a tune. I rehearsed the words and music in the right keys, but there's something my voice lacks. My piano player plays the black and white keys, but I sing in the cracks. All the critics wrote I sound appalling, and they all suggest I try hog calling, 'cause I can't carry.
Ah,
Excuse me, I'm going to have to interrupt you, dear. You're irritating my sinuses, something terribly. I tell you what I think's wrong. I think you're nervous here, and maybe if I were to sing with you, it might give you some more confidence, you know? Why don't we try something together? Do you know Sweet Sue?
My favorite piece.
Is it really? Well, let's give it a try. Here we go. Every star above knows the one I love. Take it, baby.
Sweet Sue.
Bye.
Wait,
hold it there.
Just a second, honey. Maybe you'd sound better in a trio.
Yes, why don't you sing along with John and me?
Yeah.
And the moon on high knows the reason why. Take it, honey.
Sweet Sue. Just you.
Honey, now just a minute. Now, don't feel bad. You see, these other fellas just don't understand you. I can see that you're a very sensitive type young lady, and it just so happens that I understand sensitive young ladies, you see? I tell you what I'll do. Why don't you listen to me sing, and I'm sure you and I are going to get along just fine, okay? Here, I'll show you what I mean. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't
Isn't
know what I do.
Let's have the wedding soon.
And on our honeymoon.
Who cares if we can't carry a tune?
Gather round you, hey, hey, heyers. When I get through, you'll throw your youth away. There's a gal, the ukulele player, finest in the land. When she was born with a ukulele in her hand. She couldn't dance and she couldn't sing. She couldn't do another thing. But oh, how she could play a ukulele. Though she had a funny face, she was welcome any place. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. She'd play aloha, that meant goodbye, and make you aloha, way with a sigh. Any place where she was found, all the boys would hang around. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. Never cared about a ukulele. Now I'm taking lessons daily. I love it so I play it all the time. She taught me the cutest way of strumming. You should hear me now. I strum away all the day. She's a little teaching fool and how.
There's a guy I know getting the goddess music from an old banjo. He plays the coolest kind of notes. What amp? 'Cause he's a boogie-woogie banjo man from Birmingham. I said the boogie-woogie banjo man from Birmingham. Now here's a cat I mean who really gets his kicks from going boop-a-dee-a-boop-bop instead of rickety-tick. Musicians come from miles around to jam with the boogie-woogie banjo man from Birmingham. I said the boogie-woogie banjo man from Birmingham. He Red Five Spring River, man, it just won't stop. And if he has a mind to, he can pick some bop. Mr. Stephen Foster liked his music nice and sweet. He never wrote the Swanee River with a boogie beat. But the cat he hadn't counted on, I'll tell you, Sam, was the boogie woogie banjo man from Birmingham. I said the boogie woogie banjo man from Birmingham. Got a guy plays bass, his name is Big Thumb Luke. And he's a cat on piano, man, he plays like a spook. Well, he gets a rhythm going on a second string, puts a boogie bass against the tail, it starts to ring. They went and asked the governor to name who am the most important guy in all the state of Alabama. He said the boogie woogie banjo man from Birmingham. I said from
you know the feeling that you get each time your birthday comes. That's the feeling that you get when Cubby plays the drums.
Hey, Cubby boy, play those drums.
You have heard the crowds all roar when the Yankees play the bums. That's the way the crowds all roar when Cubby plays the drums.
Hey, Cubby boy, play those drums.
When he plays the paradiddle, I am here to boast. Though he is mighty little, he's the most. No blues gonna hang around, each and every one succumbs. You will see them leave the ground when Cubby plays the drums.
Cubby boy, play those drums.
When he plays the paradiddle, I am here to boast. Though he is mighty little, he's the most. Gonna hang around, each and every one succumbs. You will see them leave the ground when Cubby plays the drums.
Hey, Cubby boy, play those drums. Hey, Cubby boy.
Say E, I say E, and then you go, and then you kind of gasp. You put the three together, E, like that, and then you do I. See, and E, I'll do it real slow. Now do it real slow. you go E, E, and then you kind of E, I, put the three together, O, O, like that, E, E, I, and then you do E, E, now do it real slow, E, I, O, O, like that, E, start out with the letter E.
Can hear you asking yourself over there, what the fuck is it with the bagpipes, man? All right, I'll tell you. Last night, my wife and I went down to something in Fort Knox, which is right outside of Bucksport. It's about 20 miles away. And once a year, they have this thing called the Tattoo. A tattoo is kind of a call to arms for Scottish bands, bagpipes, pipe and drum outfits, etc., and they all go out, and it's kind of a competition, very friendly, of course, but we saw four bands ranging from very good to very bad, and I've had bagpipes, like, as an earworm all night long, and as I've said many times before, I've suffered for my art, so now it's your turn, all right? We started with Al Dente and the Boys. Now that I'm backed by a hood, Al Dente is actually Tony Borello. Tony Borello is the guy that gave us The Sound of Worms. Remember that, of course. And that was a single that I got a hold of from Tony's widow. And I sure hope she got it back. I gave it back to her, and she sent me an email panicking, saying, I didn't get it back. I said, I gave it to you. Look for it. And I never heard from her since. I hope she found it. I didn't steal it, honest. We heard, too, from Shel Silverstein. We heard Scum of the Earth and the Folk Singer Blues. We heard from Tom Lehrer, the Folk Song Army. The late, great, amazing Scatman Carruthers, I Got Rhythm. And then we heard two songs about the same thing, differently. Of course, I Can't Carry a Tune, first by Jerry Lewis, who actually could carry a tune if he really had to, and you wouldn't know it by that. And then we heard the Modern Airs, Bob Crosby and the Modern Airs. Johnny Marvin after that. Oh, how she could play that ukulele. Followed by Stan Freberg from 1952, kind of obscure thing from Stan, the boogie-woogie banjo man from Birmingham. Jimmy Dodd, remember him of the Mouseketeers, and that was Play, Cubby Boy, Play Them Drums, the little mother, sorry. And then the Evolution Control Committee, Hillbilly Beatboxing, okay? So I have a whole mess of music material to go through. I'm sorting it out now. There's a lot of songs about songs. There's a lot of songs about singers and songwriting and the music biz, etc., and all these guys who just gotta fucking rock. So we'll get to them eventually. I realize what a mess that category has become, so I'm gonna start to try and straighten that out a little bit. And you will be the beneficiary. This time you will be the ones to suffer for my art. Coming up, a couple of kind of guitar songs. I'll give you a heads up on what they are. We got the Black Brothers coming up with Guitar Heaven, and then Wally Pleasant, Dead Rock and Roll Stars. I'm sorry, we didn't get to Dead Rock and Rollers by Detention some other time. I played that for you before anyway. So anyway, please have a good week. Stay cool, and if you get a chance to go to Fort Knox, it's really cool. They got the bridge that you can go up into. It's like 500 feet up. It's cool. See you later.
Last night, I dreamed I went to a place called Guitar Haven. And guess who was there to meet me at the door? It was none other than Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins. He said, come on in, and I'll introduce you to some of the gang. Over here, I'd like you to meet Jerry Reed.
Son. All right. Jerry Bird.
Chet thanked Jerry Reed, and he said he was glad to have us. I glanced across the room, and on my left was Merle Travis. There's Bud Isaacs and Curly Chalker. The Texas Troubadours. Ah, Leon now. You too, buddy. Big E. Mr. Buddy Emmons. Well, for Pete's sake, it's Mr. Drake.
Take it away, Leon!
Green.
Oh, Herbie.
Mr. Ralph Mooney. To my right, Joaquin Murphy. Over there is Noel Boggs.
Jimmy Bryant, Speedy West.
All together now.
Roy Clark, Doug Turnigan, Gary Adams, Robin Myrick, Grady Martin, Al Rock, Bobby Caldwell, Buddy Kane, Hank Garland, Rusty Young, Roy Nichols, Jimmy Crawford, Bill Dodd, Jimmy Dave, James Burton, the Black Brothers.
That's when I woke up, friends. And I'm sorry that I did.
Last night I dreamed that all the dead rock and roll stars that I can think of were knocking at my door. There was Jimi Hendrix, Buddy Holly, Janis Joplin, Marvin Gaye, and many more. So I invited them all into my apartment and said, "Hey guys, make yourselves at home." Elvis came in and said he was hungry. Jim Morrison started writing a poem. Oh, all the dead rock and roll stars were hanging out in my apartment. All the dead rock and roll stars were hanging out in my dream. Well, Keith Moon just started smashing all my stuff. Sid Vicious sat in the corner trying to look tough. Stevie Ray Vaughan was still singing the blues. Randy Rhoads was lying down on my couch taking a snooze. Eddie Cochran was getting high with Bob Marley. Roy Orbison just pulled in on his Harley. John Lennon was playing chess with Brian Jones. Karen Carpenter was looking like skin on bones. All the dead rock and roll stars were knocking at my door. All the dead rock and roll stars were knocking down my sense of reality. They said, "When you die, you'll never grow old." They'll make a movie about your life and your records turn gold. So dying really ain't nothing to fear. In fact, it's the best thing that you can do for your career. Suddenly all the dead rock and roll stars got up and said, "Wally, we're sorry, but we can't stay. You see, we're due back in heaven, and we really don't have anything else to say." So as they were walking away into the night, I wasn't feeling quite right. Part of me wanted to cry, and part of me wanted to laugh. Part of me wanted to ask for everybody's autograph. All the dead rock and roll stars were hanging out in my apartment. All the dead rock and roll stars were